of the side effects, I should say, of telling your story is that people have their opinions. And a lot of people believe or say that she shouldn't share her story. She's a dummy for sharing her flaws and sharing the fact that, you know, she ignored so many red flags, which she admits that, yeah, I think she calls it the United Nations of red flags, that she ignores them all. So she admits her shortcomings in the video. But I do want to give her applause because, you know, it's one thing to get on the internet and to share your story. But from my understanding, at least what she said, is that she wants to share it in the hopes that somebody else would be able to get something from it. And you know what, honey, I'm like, yes, if, you know, because what she went through, I mean, man, you know, she went through mental, emotional abuse. I mean, just I can't even explain it. And you know, the fact that she would go on and say, look, if this helps somebody else, then I've done what I needed to do. And so I love that she did not allow her pain go to waste. All right. So if you are not living under a rock, then I am 1,000% sure that you have heard about Risa Tisa and TikTok and her series, Who the F Did I Marry? And if you are one of the very few that do not know what I am talking about, well, I will give you a tiny recap. But honestly, look, it's 50 parts or 52 parts, I should say. And it's a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a lot. Like, I'm making this video and I'm not even done with it. I'm on part 32 of the series. And yeah, I have to, because, you know, life be lifing, and I got stuff to do, places to go, people to see, child. So I listen to it when I can, but it definitely is intriguing. And I understand why it caught people by storm, because, okay, so here's the tea. Basically, I'm going to do the best that I can. But if you can, child, go watch the series. It's on TikTok. It's called Risa Tisa. I'll try if I can to like link her page or something in the show notes of this episode. So that if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can just go on TikTok and watch it. But it's about this young woman, and she is a single young woman, and she wants to get in a relationship. She, like anybody else, wants to be married, has these desires, ends up getting on a dating website, finds a young man, and finds out that man ain't nothing but a low down, dirty, I mean, a pathological liar. Her story is, we talk about story time. Mm-hmm. She gives you real tea, real story time. It is, whoa. And she, I mean, applause to her. She is such a good storyteller. Like, people are hooked. And I know I'm hooked because I wasn't going to watch it. Like, I was like, 52 parts? Ain't no way. And I was like, okay, everybody was talking about it. So I was like, let me see, you know, if I'll really, because I'm like, it's just her talking for like, again, 52 parts. Each part is like 10 minutes long. So I'm like, there's no way that, you know, she can hook me in for, child. It's like you watch one video and you're like, and then what? And then what happened? And then what happened? So shout out to her for being an incredible storyteller. But also, and more importantly, shout out to her for telling her story. One of the things about telling your story, and one of the side effects, I should say, of telling your story is that people have their opinions. And a lot of people believe or say that she shouldn't share her story. She's a dummy for sharing her flaws and sharing the fact that, you know, she ignored so many red flags, which she admits that, yeah, I think she calls it the United Nations of red flags, that she ignores them all. So she admits her shortcomings in the video. But I do want to give her applause because, you know, it's one thing to get on the internet and to share your story. But from my understanding, at least what she said, is that she wants to share it in the hopes that somebody else will be able to get something from it. And you know what, honey? I'm like, yes. If, you know, because what she went through, I mean, man, you know, she went through mental, emotional abuse. I mean, just, I can't even explain it. And, you know, the fact that she would go on and say, look, if this helps somebody else, then I've done what I needed to do. And so I love that she did not allow her pain go to waste. You know, of course, I wish that she would have never had to go through something so traumatic. But at the end of the day, like, if you're going to go through that, honey, let that, you know, let God use something like that to help somebody else who maybe is in that situation. Because that man that she describes in her TikTok, I'm sure, is not the only man on the planet. We know there are a whole lot and a whole bunch more and a whole lot of other women who will not come out, but maybe will see her story and identify parts of themselves in her story, and maybe will get out a lot sooner than she did, or maybe won't even fall into the trap at all because they are seeing these red flags. So shout out to her. I know a lot of people are like, she's a dummy, she shouldn't have shared her story. Now she's sharing her story online looking dumb. But you know what? Like, it is for the betterment of others. And what better way to show love than to say, you know what? My story will help someone else. So I'm going to come on and I'm going to risk the fact that I'm going to look crazy and, you know, all the things and people's opinions and people calling names, which people definitely called her stupid, to just help someone else. Like, that is a round of applause to her, for real. But I did want to talk about her story because I do think that it's fascinating. And I know there are a lot of takes on this already and a lot of opinions. And I just wanted to share just a different perspective because, listen, one of the things that was interesting that she said was, she said, I got tired of waiting. I got tired of waiting. Her dream was to get married. So she took matters into her own hands and she decided that she was going to step out and go on a dating website and do the things. And in of itself, as I listened to her story, I was like, oh, there's nothing wrong with trying to get to know somebody or trying to explore and date and date around and get to know people. I mean, that's it's normal. But here's where, as I listened to her story, I was like, okay, here's something that I like caught real quick was I was like, like I said, there's nothing wrong with wanting to step out and wanting to meet people and get to know people and see what you like, what you don't like, all those things. There's nothing wrong with that. However, when you don't know who you are, when you don't know and you're not clear on who you are, you accept anything and anyone. When you don't know who you are, you accept anything and anyone. When you are clear on who you are, when you know who you are, when you know who you belong to, when you know, when you are clear on who you are, your identity, you reject what doesn't align with who you are. Like, no matter how you may be feeling, like you may be feeling lonely, if you have a desire and that desire has not come to light yet, it has not manifested yet, it hasn't happened for you yet, and you're waiting and you're believing God for something, And, you know, waiting is hard. Like waiting for a thing or waiting for whatever dream or whatever thing is a hard thing. And so the feeling of wanting, right? The feeling of being around people who have this dream that you so want, and you not having it, you not being close to even having it, is frustrating as all get out. Like, I mean, it is frustrating. We can all raise our hands and we can admit that. But when you're clear on who you are, no matter how frustrated you get, when something comes along or when someone comes along that is opposite of what you are, because you are clear on who you are and you're clear on what you want, what you desire, what you deserve, your worth, you absolutely will not settle for anything less than what you're worthy of. And I listened to her and I empathized with her, first of all. First of all, like, a lot of people had a lot of thoughts because a lot of people were like, she's a dummy. And a lot of people had a lot of two cents and things to say and judging her. But I'm like, we've all been there, though. We've all taken matters into our own hands. We've all decided that we're tired of waiting. We've all not at a certain time, not known our worth and decided to settle for anything because we were just tired and frustrated of the pain of being alone and fell into the lie of asking, am I not beautiful enough? And am I not worthy enough? Why don't I have this yet? What's wrong with me? I'm just gonna make do. We do that. Like, we're human. We do that, you know? So I hear her and I empathize and I give her grace because I've made mistakes where I myself have decided, well, I'm going to choose my own path because X, Y, Z. And in doing that, I was not clear on who I was. I was not clear on what I wanted. And even specifically when it comes to relationships, especially when it comes to relationships, I wasn't clear on who I was. So I settled. I allowed mistreatment. I allowed myself to go back to things that I should not have gone back to. I felt like I blended in with the wall. I mean, so I empathize and I understand why she made the decision that she did. And for all of us, you know, for a lot of us that are shaming her for not seeing the red flags and kind of, you know, being mean towards her, it's like, well, I hope in every aspect of your life that the very things that you are speaking on her for, you're, you know, that you're good in that area. But anyway, like I said, when you know who you are, when you are clear on who you are, you don't just accept anything. You don't just accept anyone. You can't. Like, think about royalty, right? Like royalty of today from whatever country. Think England, think whatever country. Anyone that it comes from, like a real, somebody that you would consider a royal family, like they are not just going to date anyone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not just going to be tied or entangled with anyone because of who they are, because of their identity, right? Like, hello, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not just gonna tie themselves, see somebody just walking around and just, I'ma just, you know, pick. No, they carefully consider who they are with because of who they are, because of who they know who they are. And so it's likewise with us, with you, with me. When you know who you are, you will not just accept anyone. But then the question is, how do you find out who you are? Like, a lot of people, especially when it comes to like purpose and stuff, a lot of people will say like, oh, search within yourself, or when you want to find out who you are, search within yourself. And I really don't like that. I really don't like that advice, because I'm like, if I knew the answer was within myself, I would have figured life out a long time ago. if I knew was the answer to finding out who I am and all that was deep within me, I would have, you know what I'm saying, done whatever I need to do to dig out the answer within myself, and I would be, you know, a billionaire at this point. I would be, you know, I would have been a different person. I wouldn't have made certain mistakes that I made. I would, you know, so when people say that, I'm like, man, I really wish people wouldn't say that, because I do not agree. When you want to find out who you are, what you are made for, you don't look within yourself. You look to who made you. You look to God. Like, you look to God to show you who you are. The first thing you do is you find out who God is. I know that's like, what does it have to do with me? Everything. You find out who God is. So you find out, like, who is God? Like, who is this? If God made me, right? If you believe that much, right? If God made me, then who is this God? You find out who he is. You learn that he is the creator. Like, what does that mean? That means he created everything. I mean, think the sun. He made the sun. He made the oceans. He made the stars. He made the moon. He made the planet. He made the galaxies. He made the sky, the sunrise, the sunset. He is creator. Okay. So I find out that he's creator. I learn about him. I learn that he is love. What is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. It's not boastful. It's not rude. It's not proud. Okay. So I learn God's personality, that God is love, that God is patient, that God is kind, that God is not rude, that God doesn't keep record of wrongs. I mean, I learn, you know, all those things about who he is. And then I also learn that he is God. Like, he is supreme. He's king. He's king of kings. He's lord of lords. He is the definition of royal. Like, I mean, he is the great. Think of, like, the greatest person that ever lived. That person is nothing compared to who God is. I recently read Revelations 4, and it describes, like, the throne of God. I think that just having that picture, going to the book of Revelations and reading Revelations 4, just helps, like, picture, just to see, like, who is God? Like, who is God? Like, what could he maybe even look like? It describes God sitting on his throne. And then read out and find out about Jesus. Jesus is God. And so if you want to also know who the personality of God and who God, read about Jesus, you know, read about, you know, how he came and what he did and how he interacted with people. Learn who God is first, right? And as you learn who God is, as you learn that he is creator, he's love, he's kind, his attributes, his personality, the fact that he is king of kings, all these things, as you learn about who he actually is, you kind of start to learn more about yourself, because God describes himself as Father. Okay? God describes himself as Father. Now listen, people that know me and know who my dad is, they look at me and they're like, oh my gosh, you are the spitting image of your father. You look just like a daddy. I get that. I've got that my whole life. And God describes himself as Father. He describes himself as Father. So if God is king of all kings, meaning he's royalty, if God is powerful, if God is beautiful, right? And you're his child, then what does that say about you, right? Because God himself says in, like, 1 John 3:1, in John 1:12, God outright says, you're my child. You belong to me. So again, think about the kids and their parents. Like I just said, people, when I was little, people, always, even now, you look like your daddy. Kids, people say all the time, we hear that all the time. You look like your daddy. You even act like your daddy. Okay. Like, kids look like their parents. So if God made you and God calls you his child, then who are you? If God is royal, he's king of all kings, and you're his child, then who are you? Aren't you royal too? If God is beautiful, if we read Revelations 4, we see how that chapter describes God on his throne. If God is stunning, and if God created the stunning sunrise and sunset and all these things, then who are you? Right? You're able to identify, okay, this is my father. I come from him. Okay? So if I come from him, therefore, this is who I am. Right? And I'm going to now agree and partner with who God says I am. Royalty. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Beautiful. Worthy. There's a scripture in 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10 where it describes us as chosen, royal, righteous, holy. This is what we're described as. God's special people. That means you, I'm God's special person. Okay, so when you like get that and you like really understand that on a fundamental level, okay, when you really get that, like you really understand, like I'm God's child, because you know who God is, you have an understanding of who he is. You understand who, like, this is God. And God has chosen to call me his. I have been adopted into his family. I belong to him. He calls me royal, righteous, holy. He calls me his special person, his own possession. Okay? That's who God sees me as. I'm precious to him. I belong to him. So when you know who you are, can't nobody come up in your face talking about some, like, regardless of how you may feel, and we're human, we feel things, regardless of how, there's just certain things, it's like, I see myself from a different level. I see myself from a different vantage point. And because I see myself that way, the minute I see something that does not align with who I am as a person and who I belong to, no, I'm not finna, what? Who did you think this? No. Even when you have weak moments, because we all do, right? You get tired of waiting. Right? Like Risa did, Risa Tisa. You get tired of waiting and maybe you are weak. In those moments, because you are God's and you belong to him and you are in relationship with him, he will keep you from stumbling. Trust me. There's so many times where I have wanted to be in relationships where God has like been like, no. And I've been like, I say yes, though. You say no, I say yes. And it's my decision. And so I'm going to do it. And God's been like, I love you too much to let you mess up your life. So no, I'm going to stop that. I'm going to stop that. And it's crazy now because looking back over my life, I'm like, oh my God. So many times I've been in tears because I'm like, God, thank you for stopping that, for blocking that. Because if you had not, my life would be in shambles. If you had not stopped that relationship, if you had not broken that off, allowed that relationship to die off, if you had not cut that off from me, my life would be in utter shambles. When you know who you are, when you align yourself with who you are, with this, which is a child of God, you get taken care of like that, child. even when you have those weak moments. So, I say all that to say, I'm so glad that she came out with her story and that it went viral and that so many people will be able to learn so much from it. But more than anything, it's, I think the main thing I'm just like getting from this story is like, yo, know who you are. And the way that you know who you are is through God. The way that you find your self-worth, the way that you love yourself is getting to know God. Because when you get to know your creator and you learn about him, he shows you you. And learning about him and him showing himself to you, he shows who you are. And when he shows you who you are, there's just not a lot that you're going to take. Not anymore. And even in those moments of stumbling, he will 100% hide you under the shadow of his wings. He will protect you from you. So those are my thoughts. What are your thoughts? Have you seen the series? What do you think? What did you get from it? Did you watch the whole thing? I mean, what are your thoughts? I would love to. Is there anything that you got out of it? I would love to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much for watching. If you're not aware, I don't think I introduced myself in the beginning of this video, so I will do that now. My name is Amem Joy Emma, and you are watching Take a Shot with Amem Joy Emma. Leave your comments, leave your reviews. I would love to hear your thoughts on this whole shebang. Thank you so much for watching. I love you. I appreciate you. If you are watching this on YouTube, you enjoy it, definitely stick around and watch some more videos. And if you are listening to this on a podcast, subscribe, follow the podcast, and then leave a review. When you do that, it just lets others know that we are here. As always, I love and I appreciate you, and I can't wait to talk to you on the next episode. Bye.